riot, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country, bringing you the stars of country.
G'day, it's Ben Sorensen here, and welcome to another edition of My Real Country. Jam-packed show coming up. I'll be telling you a little bit later on what Bon Jovi and Tom Jones have in common. We've also got, the brand new album from Amber Lawrence. I'm a big fan of that. Three. Also, an English lesson from Bob Corbett, a little bit of Craig Morrison, and most importantly, some 8-Ball Aitken as well. But the question in Social Country that I did ask was, what's your favourite pick-me-up country song? And we got some great responses there that we'll go into a little bit later, but I thought I'd kick the show off with one of mine. This is McAlister Kemp, Hell Yeah.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
I wonder if I'll ever see the sun come on. the storm. Never even know if a new day's dawn. Who cares anyway? Nobody knows where the storm comes from and where it all goes. Riding after high rain, red mind flying in a four-wheel drive. Surfing down the whirlwind, wonder if I'll ever survive.
Cyclone Country, one of April Aitken's great live tracks from his live album, Alive in Tamworth. April was very busy in Tamworth. He shaved off his beard, his iconic beard, at the Tamworth Country Music Festival. He was raising money for the Leukemia Foundation in memory of one of his mates that died from the disease in the past year. So when you pick up the album Alive in Tamworth and you think about April, you've got to go to the Leukemia Foundation's website and donate some money there. You can also do it via the links on 8Ball's website. It's 8BallAitken.com, or you can go to leukemiafoundation.org.au. Now, 8Ball's new album, Alive in Tamworth, is fantastic, as is Mr. Craig Morrison's new album that he also launched in Tamworth. It is absolutely brilliant, produced by Mark Moffat. This is one of my favourite tracks off the album, Heartbroke Down.
I'm heartbroke down on the shoulder of I-65. There's gas in the tank and the engine is cranked, but I'm just too tore up to drive. Yeah, I'm heartbroken down, been stuck here an hour or two. My cell phone's dying, I'm sitting here trying to keep from calling you. For the last 100 miles I've been hearing you in my head, saying I'll end up missing you. All I wanna do is turn this car around. I'm heartbroken down, and there ain't nothing out here for miles. I should just head on home, admit I was wrong, but that never been my style. For the last 100 miles I've been hearing you in my head, saying I'll end up missing you. All I wanna do is turn this car.
Hey folks, this is Tamara Stewart and you're listening to Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
Don't buy a car until you check out behindthewheel.com.au. Australia's number one radio motoring brand is now online and available to you 24/7. At behindthewheel.com.au, you can check out our huge array of car reviews with great unbiased opinions on the latest new cars. And while you're at behindthewheel.com.au, check out the latest auto industry news. It's also a great place to discuss cars and motoring with your feedback always welcome. Head there now, behindthewheel.com.au.
If this is what your bedroom sounds like at 2:36 a.m. each morning, you need help. You need to get that help before this happens. Silence snoring with Instantly Stop Snoring, using a simple mouth guard designed to hold the lower jaw stable, preventing the tongue from blocking the airways. Call 1-800-991-259 now for Instantly Stop Snoring. That's 1-800-991-259.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country Double Play. Two top country tracks requested by you. Request a song with our website, www.realcountrymix.com.
It's Ben Sorensen here, and this is My Real Country. Welcome back. Let's get straight into our country double play, which comes from Amber Lawrence's brand new album, 3. It's a great album, and one of the things that I love so much about it is the optimism that it just oozes. There's also, you know, stories of personal happiness, resilience, and it's just brilliant. I enjoy uplifting country, and this album overall makes you feel good. When you put it in the CD player, you hit play, and you let the sounds wash over you. At the end of it, you go, that was a great album. That was a time well spent. And I just think that the songwriting in it is so incredibly brilliant. Amber's been very clever in co-writing with some amazing people. I mean, she writes songs beautifully on her own, but the added value and the point of view and how Amber works with other songwriters is just amazing. She did some work with Colin Buchanan. There's some songs on there that she co-wrote with Drew McAllister and Tamara Stewart, not to mention the very funny Mike Carr, and also a song with Paul Green. So she's really done a lot of work there with some fantastic songwriting. On top of that, she's got some great songs, including one called My Attraction, featuring one Axel Whitehead, also doing a duet with Adam Harvey as well. It is an absolutely amazing album, definitely one that you need to get your hands on. Now, out of all of those amazing songs, there are so many that I could choose for our double play. But I thought I'd kick it off with this absolutely, I think it tells a story. And I think, as Amber says, the song Everybody's a Mess is really just another way of saying the grass ain't always greener.
Josephine and Johnny so hard up for money, but they strut a lot they couldn't care. He said, don't worry, honey, leave it to the dummies. We got more than our fair share. Everybody's a mess. Everybody's a mess. Down in the valley lives Crazy Sally, all alone with nothing to her name. She made it her obsession to burn all her possessions, but who's to say that she's the one insane? Everybody's a mess. So get
Let it go, let it go, let it go.
everybody's a mess.
Sorensen's Real Country Double Play. Visit us on the web at www.realcountrymix.com.
That was Everything's a Song from Amber Lawrence's brand new album, 3. Now, I reckon they're pretty good lyrics, considering she was just chilling on the couch when they popped into her head. It is an absolutely stellar album, Amber Lawrence 3. You need to get your hands on it. She's done such a top job, and as I said before, when you pop it in the CD player, and hit play, you at the end of the album, you go, that was time well spent. That was an hour that I'm so pleased that I donated to the listening of the album. Absolutely brilliant work. Now, while we're talking about brilliance, I thought it'd be great to throw in a bit of an English lesson from Bob Corbett. Dot your I's and T's, people.
I said, hey-o. I said, hey-o. Dot your I's and cross your capital T. I before E, except when following C. If you start your sentences with the capital, you'll find that anything's possible, and you'll have the whole world on their knees. As long as you dot your I's and cross your capital T's. I said, hey-o. get what you want if you use apostrophes. Say what you want within parentheses. Get your facts from within an almanac. Read a poem by Jack Kerouac, and the world will do so as you please, as long as you dot your I's and cross your capital T's. I said hey yo, I said hey yo. Miss, quote, if you want to deliver the keynote, then here's the antidote. Find the words in a Webster's dictionary. Cite your source in a bibliography. Life can be encyclopedic. You never know if you never ever read it. Write what you want in your autobiography. As long as you dot your I's and cross your capitals, you'll find that anything's possible. Just take this good advice from me. Just dot your I's and cross your capital T's.
Well, that was a bit of fun from Bob Corbett. And a little later on in the show, I'll be telling you exactly what Bon Jovi and Tom Jones have in common that you never thought they would. Also, Social Country coming up very, very soon, where I ask the question, what's your favourite pick-me-up country song? All of that and so much more coming up on Real Country.
I took for granted all my life.
G'day, guys. This is John Lynham, and you're listening to Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
Don't buy a car until you check out behindthewheel.com.au. Australia's number one radio motoring brand is now online and available to you 24/7. At behindthewheel.com.au, you can check out our huge array of car reviews with great unbiased opinions on the latest new cars. And while you're at behindthewheel.com.au, check out the latest auto industry news. It's also a great place to discuss cars and motoring with your feedback always welcome. Head there now, behindthewheel.com.au.
If this is what your bedroom sounds like at 2:36 a.m. each morning, you need help. You need to get that help before this happens. Silence snoring with Instantly Stop Snoring, using a simple mouth guard designed to hold the lower jaw stable, preventing the tongue from blocking the airways. Call 1-800-991-259 now for Instantly Stop Snoring. That's 1-800-991-259.
Hey guys, this is Liam Brew. You're hanging out with my good mate. This is Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
I should've run faster than a bullet shot out in the heat of the fire.
Welcome back, Ben Sorensen here. This is my Real Country. Now, if you miss any of the shows, you know that you can go to iTunes and simply download the podcast. All you need to do is search for Ben Sorensen's Real Country, then click subscribe, and you're a subscriber then. It automatically downloads. It's brilliant, brilliant system. Thank you, iTunes. But if you don't have iTunes, then you can also head to realcountrymix.com to get a copy of any of the shows that you'd like to listen to at your leisure. Now, Social Country, while we're in front of the computer, if you want to be part of Social Country, which is what we're doing right now, you can add us on Facebook or on Twitter, or even better, send us a message via realcountrymix.com, and you can suggest the songs that you want to hear. That's what it's all about. We're very interactive here. Scott from Facebook did just that, because I asked the question, what is your favourite pick-me-up country song? And he came up with Keith Urban, Where the Black Top Ends. And when I was looking at the video clip, I noticed it was a very young-looking Keith Urban. And, you know, you look at the hairstyles and you go, did we really do that? Did we really think we were cool then?
I'm gonna kick out my shoes and run in bare feet, where the grass and the dirt and the gravel all meet. Rolling back to the well, gonna visit old friends and feed my soul. Blacktop ends. I'm looking down the barrel off the ride at night. I'm riding on a river of freeway lights. Goodbye city, I'm country bound. Monday rolls around.
I'll meet. I'm going back to the well, gonna visit old friends and feed my soul. Gonna kick on the shoes and run in their feet with the grass and the dirt and the gravel. I'll meet. I'm going back to the well, gonna visit old friends and feed my soul.
If you do want to be part of Social Country or let me know your thoughts, well, you can do it via Twitter or Facebook or realcountrymix.com. Just like Kenny did on Twitter, the question was your favourite country pick-me-up song. Well, he suggested Brooks and Dunn, Play Something Country.
Yeah, she blew through the door like TNT. Put her hand on her hip, pointed her finger at me. Said I'm a whiskey drinking cowboy chasing hell of time. I like Kenny, Keith, Allen, and Patsy Cline. I'm a full-grown queen bee looking for honey. Hi-hoo-hoo, I'll play something country. Country. How all play something country. Well, the bartender, yeah, y'all, it's closing time. She got this wild look on her face and said, your truck or mine? I know a place down the road. It's kind of funky. How all out in the country. Something country. Crank up the band, play the steel guitar. Hang it up a little, let's rock this bar. Threw back a shotgun, I'm a George Strait junkie. Play something country. Now play something country.
Okay, that time of the show to get the grey matter working. What title does Tom Jones and Bon Jovi share? It also has something to do with possibly their 10th studio album. I've already said too much. Well, I'll tell you right after the break on Real Country.
Hey folks, this is Dana Hassel and you're listening to Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
Don't buy a car until you check out behindthewheel.com.au. Australia's number one radio motoring brand is now online and available to you 24/7. At behindthewheel.com.au, you can check out our huge array of car reviews with great unbiased opinions on the latest new cars. And while you're at behindthewheel.com.au, check out the latest auto industry news. It's also a great place to discuss cars and motoring with your feedback always welcome. Head there now, behindthewheel.com.au.
If this is what your bedroom sounds like at 2:36 a.m. each morning, you need help. You need to get that help before this happens. Silence snoring with Instantly Stop Snoring, using a simple mouth guard designed to hold the lower jaw stable, preventing the tongue from blocking the airways. Call 1-800-991-259 now for Instantly Stop Snoring. That's 1-800-991-259.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
Now, I don't know about you guys, but I actually found this very, very interesting. Welcome back. It's Ben Sorensen here, and this is My Real Country. Now, I was talking before the break about a title that Bon Jovi and Tom Jones actually hold. And it's all to do, or kind of, on the Bon Jovi end anyway, to do with their 10th studio album, Lost Highway, which was, I call it clearly a country album. Bon Jovi call it a Bon Jovi album influenced by Nashville. But it was an absolutely brilliant album, and it was Bon Jovi's first ever album to debut at number one and their third album to reach that position in the United States. So they actually did really well with their whole country thing. Now, I don't know if it was curiosity or love of country. I would like to think it is love of country. But it was an absolutely amazing album. And the title that Bon Jovi and Tom Jones share is that it was the first time in almost 30 years that a top-billed non-country artist reached number one with their first attempt at the country chart. Now, pop crooner Tom Jones did it with Say You'll Stay Until Tomorrow back in 1977, and Lost Highway, the album, came out in 2007. So it's you know, a bit of time between drinks, but Bon Jovi, great band, and really, really great album as well. If you can hunt it down, definitely get it. Bon Jovi, Lost Highway. And this is the song I picked out of all the duets on the album, which I am very impressed with. There was a really rockin' song by Big and Rich. But I did actually pick this because I think it was a great example of the countryness of the album. It was a duet with Leanne Rimes, Till We Aren't Strangers Anymore.
It might be hard to be lovers, but it's harder to be friends. Baby, pull down the covers, it's time you let me in. Maybe light a couple candles, and I'll just go ahead and lock the door. If you just talk to me, strangers in
the lay your head on my pillow. I sit beside you on the bed. Don't you think it's time we say some things we have?
when you look into my eyes. Let's put our two hearts back together and leave the broken pieces on the floor. Make love with me, baby, till we ain't strangers anymore.
Well, as one Peter Cundall would say, that's your lot for the week, and it certainly is for Real Country. But if you miss this show or any part of any show, you can go to realcountrymix.com and download the podcast, or you can go to iTunes, download the podcast there, or even subscribe. Whatever, whatever. I don't mind. Also, check us out on Facebook, Twitter, and every other social networking site under the sun. Have a fantastic week, and we will see you back same time, same station, for another lot of Real Country. We'll see you then.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
Don't buy a car until you check out behindthewheel.com.au. Australia's number one radio motoring brand is now online and available to you 24/7. At behindthewheel.com.au, you can check out our huge array of car reviews with great unbiased opinions on the latest new cars. And while you're at behindthewheel.com.au, check out the latest auto industry news. It's also a great place to discuss cars and motoring with your feedback always welcome. Head there now, behindthewheel.com.au.
If this is what your bedroom sounds like at 2:36 a.m. each morning, you need help. You need to get that help before this happens. Silence snoring with instantly stop snoring using a simple mouth guard designed to hold the lower jaw stable, preventing the tongue from blocking the airways. Call 1-800-991-259 now for instantly stop snoring. That's 1-800-991-259.